Hey, hey.
Hey.
Hello there.
Hello, Kevin.
Have I got the right thing to say? I think I have.
I think you have. Send me video, though.
I would love to see your shining face.
There we go. Hey, what do we need to do, Kevin, to... I sent you an email, but you probably haven't seen it, to get a producer account or something on Google. We tried to upload... Go ahead. We tried... Yeah, I figured. Yeah, because we tried to upload something, and, you know, it was frustrating because it's 500 megabytes. We uploaded it, took a couple hours to encode, and then it says, after all of that, nope, too big. And I really would... We had a Palm Pre unboxing yesterday. I'd love to get on YouTube.
Leo, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Steve.
Andrew Keene is trying to call...
I'm getting gappy from you. Hang on. Let me see if I can fix this.
Okay, let me see what that is. You're on 1, 2, 3, 4. You shouldn't be getting... Oh, I see. Well, let's turn that off. Is that better? You should be getting a little music from...
I turned the cauliflower music off.
Oh, okay. Now we're not getting any cauliflower music then. And Andrew's trying to call cauliflower or Skype?
He's trying to call me on Skype because he says his BlackBerry is down. I don't know what...
He can Skype in. We have one more Skype account. We just won't see video of him. I mean, actually, we would see video of him. He just wouldn't see video of us.
Okay, well...
So I will Skype him. I have a... I do. It doesn't look like he's on, though. Let me see. Yeah, he's not online. Well, maybe he is. Let's call it and see. Sometimes Skype acts like people aren't online when they are. Hey, Andrew. Can you hear me? There we go. We got Andrew. He's hearing it on Twit Live, but not... All right, now that means I'm going to have one camera.
Kevin, can you tilt your camera down so that you're not... The top of your head isn't centered? That's much better.
Perfect. And it looks like a very comfy armchair, too.
You look like Churchill.
Yes. We will fight them on the ocean. Wait, did you watch the Churchill biopic? That was quite interesting.
The D-Day thing. I didn't see the D-Day thing.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I thought I enjoyed it.
Gappiness here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jim McLeod here. Who am I talking to?
This is Leo, and we've got Kevin Marks, and Gilmore is also here. Andrew Keene as well.
Having challenges with their phone.
That's wind noise from Hugh.
Yeah, I'm going to step out of the window in a minute. Can I call you back?
Yeah, we'll be here.
I'll do that. I'll call you when I get out of the wind.
Bye.
Leo.
Yes, hey, Lauren.
How are you?
Very good. I hear you, I don't see you.
Where's that video going? I see you good.
The streams don't hear
okay.
The same.
Leo, I think we're hearing everybody, but I don't think that it's coming over Twit.
I get dropped out.
Why is that?
I think that's unfortunately your connection, I'm afraid.
Hey, let me see if my son is down there.
Yeah, yeah. Get your son off the LimeWire.
Yeah.
I think that there is a we've had problems in the past with your.
He's down downloading bootleg versions of last week's show.
Yeah.
You got a video feed, Leo?
Still no video feed from you, Lauren.
What would you like me to do, sir?
Click the little button in the upper left corner.
It thinks you're feeding video?
Yeah, I'm seeing you guys. Everything is usual. I just did my settings.
So what you're seeing, this is you.
Okay.
Hey, that's the button. That's the one.
Excellent.
And Kevin just took off for points north. Robert is not answering my page. Andrew is at the airport. Now I got to find a way to get that picture up. That's great. Let's see. How do I get the MacBook up? I guess I can only do it by switching you by hand. Like that. That's doubly squeezed.
So there he is.
Yeah. I have to do it by hand, though. Now, you're backlit, Andrew, although the backlighting is gorgeous, so I don't know.
Can't see him.
He said he was getting off and he called back.
Yeah, that's not so bad. Now you just look like a rugged film noir star.
He looks like a gaunt Marlboro man.
Yeah, exactly.
Keen, turn around for a second. Let's take a peek with the light nice. Put the light in your face.
Yeah, let's now that we've got it perfect, let's change it.
I wasn't changing. I didn't just tell him to reverse it just to take a peek. I'm not, you know.
Laura,
are you whining again?
No, I'm not whining.
Okay, good. Don't whine.
Lauren's got rid of the blue. Now he's just in the Charlie Rose set. I like that.
No whining before your time.
I put the blue about 12 inches further back.
Oh, that's good. It drops off. So now it just looks like black. It's great. And the lighting is good. The lighting is really nice. You're modeled. It's very good.
Okay, good.
Yeah. You look like a professional.
What? Trying.
Nothing, hey, Lauren, I haven't told you this yet, but I love those videos.
Yeah, you're great in them.
You did some videos with Hugh?
I did. Me and Hugh did a whole series of videos about where he's living in Alpine, Texas.
Yeah.
And we're launching...
Lauren actually had to come down to Alpine, Texas. It was very surreal.
Yeah, we're launching his wine down there, Stormhook, and we did basically like a documentary on the town, and it's really cool.
It's really kind of surreal and weird.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point.
Right.
So... I'll be blogging about it endlessly for the next month, so I can bore you then. I won't bore you now. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm pleased with the way they came out, and you read great in them. Those ones with you, the series with you, I really like.
Yeah. Well, remember that one about the old guy who down in Terlinga who like gave the gift to the girl who took the bottle of wine? That guy had swastikas on his earlobes.
Yeah, but it was the Hopi symbol of life that
I thought they were just like a Marilyn Manson esque. He had big earrings. It looked like to me.
No. That guy had the other guy, Fred. He was like this Mexican American who was just nice and old. But that guy with the ponytail, he was a complete nut job.
Well, but I can pass for Italian. So if we ever hook up, just introduce me as like Lauren Antolini or something.
Lauren Antolini, yeah. No, but he had. I guess that's because he probably got them in prison as a survival tool.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. If you get, generally swastikas on earlobes is a telling sale of the joint, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, they turn out great. Sorry to interrupt, guys. Let's talk about Twitter.
Oh, did you start yet? I'm sorry, I didn't know we officially.
We haven't started. I'm not getting Scobel. Steve, do you care?
I do care, but I don't have anything that I can do about it. So, who's that right now?
I'm trying to call Scobel. He's not answering.
Oh, I see.
Unable to connect.
Okay.
I don't know what
he may
on.
Be on his way to.
I'll leave it up there. Yeah. Rehab. I don't want to go to rehab.
Okay, let's get this rolling, and we'll bring people in as necessary.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, this is Steve Gilmore, and this is the Gilmore Gang. Who's here?
Hugh McLeod, rock on. Arrington's
here. Kevin Mark's here.
Oh, Mike Arrington's also on the phone call.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah.
Nice job last night on that Founders Fund thing. That was pretty slick, I thought.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a good time.
Do you want to say a little bit? I want to get everybody on the record here as being here, but I'd like Mike to say a little bit about the gentleman who passed away last night. Let's see. Kevin Marks is here. Hi, Kevin.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, he's sort of here.
It's a Skype issue. Lauren Feldman's also here.
Lauren. Hi, guys. How you doing? Nice to see everyone.
And we're awaiting Robert Scobel at some point. Have I got everybody so far? Oh, Andrew Keene from some mysterious airport in the east.
Where is Andrew? There he is. I have to pull him up. All right.
Okay, Andrew, where are you? He's off mic. All right, so we'll get
a great picture, I have to say.
I was going to say the same thing, Leo. Is it me or is Andrew Keen actually very handsome?
He's a good-looking fellow.
Yeah, it's amazing. There you go.
And also, I'm Leo Laporte. I don't think I mentioned that.
Well, there's no reason to, since you own the network.
Well, you know, there may be people who don't know I'm here.
Okay, well, Leo Laporte is here. Is Mike Arrington, you want to talk a little bit about Rajiv?
Yeah. It was obviously a sad day yesterday. Professor Rajiv Motwani passed away, and it looks like a terrible accident in his house. He's a young guy. I don't know exactly how old he is. We're guessing between somewhere in his 40s. He was a very young professor for Stanford. He worked with Larry and Sergey as a mentor, as an unofficial advisor. He co-wrote many of the early papers describing PageRank. He died yesterday in his home, and it was late in the afternoon, and obviously, you know, news like this isn't press released, so no one knew about it until it spread, and a couple of hundred of us were at this event we had. Last night we had an event with Founders Fund called the Tech Fellows Awards, where we gave out, I think, 22 $50,000 grants to entrepreneurs to start their own companies or invest in new companies. And so we were all there, and we were laughing and drinking wine and eating hors d'oeuvres. And is that the what's that place called, Steve, that we were at?
The Academy of Sciences, I believe.
Academy of Sciences, this rebuilt building, this beautiful building. It has sort of these different types of jungles and different sort of ecosystems inside. And anyway, so everything was sort of great. It was a very nice sort of event. And as we were sort of talking, the news started to spread. I think Tony Conrad from True Ventures first told me, because he's friends with Om, and Om Malik had first written about it and said that Rajiv had died. And then Juan Conway, a very good friend of Rajiv's, showed up and had a little bit more information. And it was just sort of spread throughout the crowd, and it went from this sort of, you could almost see like a wave happening of people sort of laughing and talking and having fun, to just sort of stunned silence. And this was all as we were going to go in and sit down to a celebratory dinner and then have an award ceremony. So, you find out a friend died, and 200 people all find out. It was just a really odd situation, something probably that hopefully will never happen again, but it was sort of good that we were all together in a way, that so many of us that knew him, different degrees, were all in the same room. And so Ron Conway gave a really nice tribute. We asked him, because he knew him well, to speak, and I posted the video last night. It isn't totally fair to Ron, because...
It was very heartfelt, that video.
Yeah, he didn't really have any time to prepare, you know, it wasn't, you know, the most eloquent speech ever, but just the rawness and honesty of it, I think, made up for that. Anyway, so we've just sort of gone on from there. So I've spent today actually rereading a lot of the documents, the early Google documents that Rajiv co-authored. And if you look back at how Google was formed, the documents were often co-authored by, of course, Larry and Sergey. And then their advisor, their sort of official advisor, was a co-author as well. And then there's sort of Rajiv, and Rajiv was not an official advisor. There was no obligation to have him as a co-author. There was no obligation to include him. But it seems very clear from, you know, everything that Larry and Sergey have said, and the sort of the record, that he just contributed a lot to the ideas and sort of guiding those guys, and that he really earned that co-author spot. And it's just really sad. It's just really, really sad. It's also cool, though, because you look back at those documents today. It's only been 11 years since 98. And you look back at these documents that they call out, they're talking about PageRank sort of for the first time. And it's like, well, yeah, it's sort of obvious. Like, yeah, pages, you know, web pages linked to each other. That makes sense that you would assign some weight to that. But if you look at some of the history of search and what was going on then, you know, Larry and Sergey were also trying to sell Google at the time for, you know, like $1 million, and literally. And AltaVista, which was the search engine, said no. Rumor has it that they just thought that spam would kill PageRank, and it was sort of not a very interesting solution. Yahoo didn't want to focus on search because search just sent traffic away from Yahoo, right? So every time you get a search result and click on it, you're gone. And so they didn't want it. They wanted to focus on their directory and their own content. And so, you know, these pretty smart people back then were just sort of saying, meh, whatever. And anyway, the rest is history. So,
a couple of notes here. PageRank is named for Larry Page, not for HTML pages. Secondly, after the awards were presented, we were in the Planetarium auditorium, and we sat down for, or rather, sat way back in our chairs for a Planetarium sort of tour of the universe, and it just seemed fitting with the sad news that I personally had never met nor really knew of Rajiv, but just to see how somebody who we may not know anything about can have an impact on such a large scale, and then as we zoomed out into the Milky Way and beyond, it just seemed very contemplative and fitting. So I appreciate
you. If you know what the planetarium is, it's this room that sort of sits in the middle of this building that's round, and you go in, you sit down, and the seats are sort of theater style, but it moves sort of vertically up very quickly. So you're almost like when you look at it, you're sitting on a wall, and then the whole front all the way up to the top of the ceiling is sort of, because you're in a round room, a very big round room, is looking out sort of at a globe from the inside, and the display is it's projected up onto the ceiling and you're moving. And so you actually have this very distinct feeling that you are flying around the world and then around the galaxy, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's like a 30-minute presentation. I thought I'd get bored, and it was very, very... Yeah, and it was very fitting, actually, given the news. Well, I was thrown off, so we were emceeing the event, and... You know, I have my shtick and, you know, jokes. Like, one of my first jokes, I hadn't really scripted it out, but it's basically going to be, look, you know, this is great. We get to honor all these entrepreneurs, and we don't have to actually, we get to spend founders' funds money doing it. And, you know, I knew that if I delivered that the right way, it'd be funny. And I actually still said that, and I said it without making it a joke, and people still laughed. But it was just like the whole script was off. I mean, it was like we weren't there to have fun anymore. We were there to get the awards and get out so we could continue talking about all the things Rajiv has done. So,
yeah. Well, remember, Steve, remember last year when Doc Searles got sick? And,
yes.
You know, anybody deserves to live forever, that man. And he got really, really sick about a year ago when we were in San Francisco, or when I was in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, poor old Doc was in the hospital. And it was just heartbreaking because, you know, just...
Yeah, you know, I think I did an edition of this show, one-on-one with Doc, from the hospital, and he just ingested large quantities of heroin or something, legal heroin, of course.
Yeah, legal heroin.
And he was completely on a different planet, but it was at least good to hear him. So, our thoughts, I don't want to make this into a memorial show, particularly I'd like to make all shows into memorial shows for all the amazing people that are in this space. I want to say one other thing, which is that there's been, a running dialogue going on about the nature of the real-time architecture, and TechCrunch is putting on an event on July 10th at the, I believe, the Fox Theater. And it's basically focused on the real-time stream. So we're going to be having a lot of interesting people. And anybody who's listening to the show or watching, please contact Eric Schoenfeld or myself or anybody at TechCrunch and let us know if you have some interesting things and ideas about where the real-time architecture is moving.
Let me know if you want me to design you a poster.
Yeah, we do. And get started, please, quickly.
All right, I'll talk to you afterwards.
All right, great. Kevin Marks, are you back with us?
I am, yes. A bit of bandwidth problems.
How's it going with Wave? Do we have any new information about the Wave team and how that's starting to percolate around Google?
To have access to it and be able to try things out on it. So there's a bunch of reactions from different people to using it for the first time. So that's what we're watching at the moment. I've been out of the office for the last 2 days having my wisdom teeth out, so I don't have any actual update.
Okay. Would you get a pre today or something? Sound like you're on the Sprint network.
I tell you what, Kevin, why don't you call into the cauliflower line. So leave the video up, but call into the cauliflower line.
I'll try that instead.
Yeah, you don't have to give up on the video. Leave the video and just telephone, and then we'll have telephone audio, and we'll still get to see you. I think it's a great idea.
So anybody on the call have a pre?
I can do that.
I have a pre.
I don't know.
Are you happy with it?
Love it.
Why?
It's quite impressive. Well, you know, I thought that maybe...
Hold on. Did you pay for the pre? Like, let's get the disclosures out of the way right away.
This is a one-week review unit. I couldn't get one, and unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to get... I was going to go out and get one this afternoon.
Okay, so you got a free pre. You're one of the very few people that got a free review.
Not at all. I think there are quite a few reviewers.
Yeah, Scoble has one, too.
Mike, that's BS, and I'm really pissed off that you would imply that in some way that this free, quote, free pre that I send back in 7 days would in any way predispose me. Screw you.
What are you going to do about it?
Mike, you are such a troll. Screw you. I'm not kidding. Screw you, you asshole. Screw you.
I don't think he's being serious.
I'm being very serious, Mike. That's bullshit. I'm infuriating. I'm infuriated that you would imply that because I have a review unit that would somehow influence me. Screw you. I'm throwing you all off. Fuck you guys. I'm not kidding. I'm done. We're going into reruns. What a jerk. I've had it with Mike Arrington. He is the most trollish person I've ever worked with. Steve, you can do the show somewhere else. But I'm not doing it with Mike Arrington.